So what I kind of developed was what I call the action plan, and it's really a six-step process. And with that action plan, ACTION is used as an acronym. You'll notice I'm pretty fond of acronyms because I find that people are able to really assimilate the information through those acronyms. But the acronym for ACTION, the A is to assess the need, because everyone out there, before you even decide that you want to look into something, you've got to see, is this something that's even necessary? But then the second thing is, the C is critique yourself. Because you may hear a little bit about a particular need in society in general, but then you've got to apply it to yourself. Do you need to apply this particular strategy? Is this something that applies to you? And then that T is to think things through. How is this going to affect your life? What type of benefit are you going to get? What type of difficulties might there be? What type of differences might there be in your life? And then the I, once you've made it really through those first three steps, the I is the information gathering phase. And that's where you really look into ways, you look into those strategies, you look into those techniques, you look into those theories, and you get as much information as possible. And then the O is where you organize a specific plan of action. And that's where you list out steps. And one of the things that we're going to be talking about is how to make sure that you can put those steps in place so that you now have a plan. And, you know, a lot of times, since we're talking about acronyms, I'll talk about PLAN is a personalized long-term achievement navigation system. And that is basically to set step by step how you can get from point A all the way to point Z. And then the N in our action is basically now do it. Because everything we talk about, you may have the greatest information available, but if you don't take action, it's all for naught. What I've found so many times is that people get stuck in what I call the paralysis of analysis. It's that they want to get a little more information, and then they never take the action. So this ACTION acronym is really designed so that they can do that.
Well, we're going to begin with asset protection. And I'm curious to know exactly why you feel this is important. I can imagine thinking of asset protection mostly in terms of the super rich, people who have dozens of large houses and yachts and planes and boats and have to protect those from, you know, various threats. But for us ordinary mortals,